Back to Gemara Tainus. Today we're learning Daf Chav Ches, and we're learning as always in the merit. The hostages should return home now. The soldiers should be safe. Israel should emerge victorious. Picking up, talking about the way we divvy up and divide up the reading at the from Mamado. Says the Gemara, top of the page. Parsha Gedola Korano Sabishnai Meshachus Musa Umincha Koran Al PM. The longer paragraph is read by two people, the shorter paragraph by one person, at Shachus and Musav, whereas at Mincha they recite it by heart. And the Mishnah is going to compare it to the way they say Shema by heart, which is allowed because it's something that they're used to saying. Ibailhu, Hachikamra, how are we reading this? How are we punctuating this, really? So how are we reading it? The Shachar and Musav Koronosav Sefer. Are we saying at Shachar and Musav we read it from a book? Uminch Koronosav Peh, Koron Shema, the way I just read it, and Mincha they read by heart. Oh, dim, Hachikitani. The Shachar is Koronosav Sefer, and Shachar read by from a Torah scroll with Musa Mincha Karan Osa Al Peh Karan Shema and Musa Mincha it's recited by heart. Tashma says resolve this again. The question at play here is Musa is it by heart or is it from the scroll? The Tanya B'Shachas Musa Mincha Pasul Vesek. That's the Shachas Musa. They go into the shul the Karan Kedosh Karan Al Kol Shana. They read the way they read all year, i.e., they read it from a scroll. Mincha Yach Karan Osa Al Peh. Whereas a Mincha individual reads it by heart. Amr of Yosef Yach Yach Lekro Sef Divrei Torah Al Peh B'Tzibur. Can individual recite words of scripture by heart in public? That's not allowed. Cool enough, and rather everyone goes in for mincha, the Karan Asa Peh, Karan Shema, and they read it like they read Shema, meaning everyone reads it individually, but in a group, meaning they're all in the same close proximity to each other, but no one's reading it for everyone, because we're not allowed to read words of Torah Shema Peh by heart. Kol Yom Sheish Bahal Ein Ba'amitz, Ein Ba'amitz. The Mishnah told us any day when this Hallel, there's no Ma'amitz. So now we're going to try to figure out, is this there's no Ma'amit by Ne'il? Why there's no Ma'amid by Ne'ilah, but there is one by Mincha. Says Gemara, my head first Ben Zelah said, what's the difference between Ne'ilah and Mincha? Meaning to say, why does the wood offering suspend the Ma'amid service in Ne'ilah, but not at Mincha? Halo Divrei Torah, Halo Divrei Sofrim. Because Mincha is of biblical origin. Now, it's not actually biblical origin, but it has a smachta on the somehow that we mentioned it. Yitzchak went out with Shuach Sadeh, and therefore, the halal de resel, whereas Ne'ilah is only rabbinic origin, and therefore we don't suspend it. Continues, excuse me, I just totally messed it up. When there's halal, there's no ma'amid at mincha, whereas when there is the wood, there's no ma'amid in Ne'ilah. We want to know why we only suspend in Ne'ilah, but not mincha, whereas on halal we suspend at mincha. And the Gemara is telling us that because mincha is of biblical origin, we're not going to waive it for... We're not going to waive it for the wood. Okay, the Mishnah continues as follows. The day the wood festival, the Kohan and the people celebrated, were celebrated 9 times a year. Why is it necessary to say the time of the wood festivals of the Kohanim and the people? So I'm going to say as follows. When the people came up from Israel, came to Israel from Bavel, there was no wood in the chamber in the temple set aside for wood. And therefore, these individuals got up there and they said, "We're going to ensure there's always going to be wood." And so they all chose their respective days when they would bring the wood to ensure there always was wood. Okay, the kach hisnu neviim l'shneim, and therefore, because of this, the neviim, the prophets among them, in order to recognize their acts, said, "Shafilishka mali etzim yu elim is not l'shneim." Even if there is enough wood, we still allow them to bring it and contribute it. Because it's a merit for them, and because again they volunteered on their own, therefore we say basically it's a holiday. They always bring, even though it's enough. Shnema ba'gorlos siflin al carbon the eitzim akwanim levim ba'am, and we the kwanim levim and the people cast lots for the wood offering. Lovely base al kain to bring to the house of Hashem. Base of asein leitim mizvanim ishana v'shana according to our families at a point in times year by year. Lavar al mizbeach Hashem elokeinu k'tav Torah to burn upon the altar of Hashem our God is written in the Torah. Meaning to say that at first it seemingly it's pragmatic. They just needed practically. They needed to have. Wood there, once they all volunteered to bring it, the sages, the Nevi'im said, okay, now we're actually instituting as part of the year, you can always bring it. And among them are Kohanim Levim and anyone else, we said also the pestle smugglers and the family of fig cutters. So Gemara wants to know, who are these pestle smugglers, the family of fig cutters, Tanur Rabbanan, who are the families of pestle smugglers and the family of fig cutters? Amrus, they say as follows. At one point, the government passed a decree against the Jewish people. They didn't allow them to bring wood for the maracha, for the mizbeach. As well, they cannot bring bikurim to Yerushalayim. The Shivo Paris Dominos Al Hadrachim, and they placed sentries, people on the way, to ensure that people, you know, to checkpoints, won't bring Bikurim or wood to the base of Migdash. Kadesh Yoshim Yavim Nevat, the way the Yavim Nevat did so as well, which we actually sent a comment a few pages from now, the day they took it away, it was Tubav. To prevent the Jewish people from going up to do the base of Migdash during the three regalim. Mazakashem, so what did these people do? Have you sell a bikurim? They took a basket of bikurim, the chivu bikitzos, and they concealed them with dried figs. And the bikurim were on bottom, and the dried figs were on top. With notlim v'ali al kafeim, they carried them to Shlaim with a pestle on their shoulders. The kevachay giu etzal paras donos. When they reached the checkpoint, the people, the guy said to them, Amalem, he said to them, lehecha tahochum, where are you going? So Amalem, they said to them, look, we have a pestle here, we have dried figs. Vas shnei igolid vela b'machtashi shulfeninu. We have this pestle here and this mortar to make these into dried figs into cakes. They used to sell the figs as cakes of figs, dried figs. Ubal shal kasvam, and with the pestle on our shoulder came to Abraham. So when they passed over, itruim b'som v'aviu shalaim. They would decorate the baskets bikurim and bring to shalaim. Again, they're called these pestle smugglers because they made it look like they were just carrying pestles and mortars to make these dried figs, but really they were concealing the fact they were bringing bikurim to Yerushalayim. Similarly, Tana, hein hein bnei Slami nos foti. These are the people of the Sami of Notfa. Tana Rabban and mahin bnei Salmi Notfi. What are the family of Sami and Notfi? Amar Leh, they said Pamachas Gazim Malchus Gazer Al Yisrael. One time they decreed, so they have the Eitzel Lemrach. They couldn't bring wood to the Mesim Beach. The Shul Paris Donos Al Drachem. They placed these sentries on the road. Kedar Shavi Yerub Menevat Adrachim. Well, Yerub Menevat did so in his day. Slay the Shalal Rebbe. When Rabbi Yerub Menevat was preventing Jewish people going up to the during the three festivals of the year, because he built his own temple in the other part of Yisrael. Maas Yerichet. What did these God fearing men do of that generation? Hivi Gizrayan Vasu Slumas. They took logs. They made the logs into ladders. When you chalk has been, they placed the ladders on their shoulders. Bochlem, they went on their way. Kevin Shagia had slum, and they came to the sentries. Amalem, the sentries said, Leichnat the Holt, where are you going? Amalem, Labi Gilz Meshach Shalof Nainu. We're going to get the pigeons from the dovecots that they had these, you know, they went to basically had, they're very high up. So we need the ladders in order to get these pigeons. Ubeslumash Alkaspeyam, and these ladders on their shoulders are there in order to get, have allow us to access these are birds that are really high up. Kevin Shavmiyam, once they passed the sentries, they dismantled ladders and took them to Yerushalayim, and used those that wood now for the Maracha for the Mizbeach. Valehem Val Kyotzbem who Omer, and these people they say, Zechra Tzad Lavracha. They should mention of righteous men for as for a dimension of righteous men for a blessing by Rabbi Nevat, Vachaber Namar, Vashem Rasham Yurkov, in the name of the wicked Shalrat. Again, so they smuggled these ladders in under the guise that they needed them to access on high. Really, it was to bring them for the wood of the Maracha. On the 20th of Av, the family of Pachas ben Moav of Yehuda came, and they brought the wood. Tanu, we learned in the Brisa, Bnei Pachas Moav Bnei Yehuda Hain Bnei David ben Yehuda. The family of Pachas Moav of the tribe of Yehuda are actually the family of David, the tribe of Yehuda. Divrei Rav Meir, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Hain Bnei Yoav ben Surah, actually the family of Yoav ben Surah. Besser Ella, Bnei Adin ben Yehuda. At 20th of Ella, Adin, the family of Yehuda came. Tanur Rabbanan, Bnei Adam, Bnei Yehuda, Hain, Bnei David, Ben Yehuda. These were actually the family of Yehuda, family of David of Drive Yehuda, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Hain, Bnei Yavon, Ben Tzurura. Another family of Yavon, Ben Tzurura. Okay, just trying to make sure we can identify this correctly. Be'echav Teves, Shabab, Bnei Parosh, on the first of Teves, the family of Parosh of Yehuda came a second time. Manu Sistan, who's our mystery reflect? Who is our Mishnah? Lord Mayor, Lord Yehuda, Lord Yossi. Can't be Rabbi Yehuda, can't be Rabbi Mayor, can't be Rabbi Yossi. Why can't it be their opinion? So let's see this as follows. Rev Mayor, listening to Shavu Bnei David, Bnei Yehuda Shemiya. So then it would say that the family of David from the tribe of Yehuda returned to donate a second time. As we just saw a minute ago, that's who identified them. Rev Yehuda, listening to Shavu Bnei David, Bnei Yehuda Shemiya. He should have said that it was the family of David, the tribe of Yehuda came a second time. Rev Yossi, listening to Shavu Bnei Yoav Ben Tzurah Shemiya. That's to say the family of Yoav Ben Tzurah returned a second time. So therefore, it can't be him either. So all of Yossi, no, it is Rav Yossi, who trade Tana, leave it Rav Yossi. The two Tanaos, according to Rav Yossi, with variant versions of his opinion. Some say it was Yoav Ben Tzurah, and some say no, it was Bnei Parosh Shniyah. Okay, continues. Be'echot Tevis Lo Yitbo Ma'avit. On the first Tevis, there was no Ma'avit service, because that day there was Hallel, there was Musaf, because it was Rosh Chodesh, Hallel because it was Chanukah, and the wood offering. So now we get to an interesting Gemara about Hallel and Rosh Chodesh. The Hallel was because the Musa was because of Rosh Chodesh. The Hallel was because of Chanukah. Amar Leib Rakashisha Bereid Rav Chistah LeRav Ashi. Beep. That's how you turn the page in the audiobooks. Mashtal the Darachi today. Why is Hallel different? That it suspends the Mamet service, Umashna must blow dachli today. Why? But Musav does not have to spend the Mamet service on his own. I mean, it's only on this very day. So Amalei Rav Ashi, Hashta the live today dachli. Since Musav offering suspends a Mamet Mincha, which is not even its own Mamet, today look, Olshikin certainly should spend its own Mamet. He says as follows, that if you want to say that the Musa, I mean, again, why does Halas suspend the Mavid service but of Shacharis, but Musa does not? So Rav Ashi says, how do you know it does not? Just because we didn't explicitly say it does not, it makes logical sense. It does suspend it. How do I know? Because if Musa suspends the Mamed of Mincha, we saw in a Mishnah, certainly should suspend the Mamed of Shacharis. So why are you assuming that it doesn't suspend it? So again, he's making the argument of, since it's so obvious it suspends it, the Mishnah didn't delineate and state it. So I'm relaying some Rakshis back to Rashi. This is what I have to say to you. But literally, El Adi Day, the Musaf offering should only suspend the Mamed of its own Musaf, but not Mincha. Why does it suspend Mincha? So I'm relaying Iker Rav Yossi the Kai Kavasei. There is a Rav Yossi who actually agrees with you. Rav Yossi Omer, Kol Yom Sheishma Musaf, Yeshma Mamed. Any day there's Musaf, there is a Mamed. So what do you mean? Mamed Mai? Which Mamed are you talking about? Either Mamed the Shachris, we say Mamed the Shachris. Hatanakam and Hachikamar. The Tanakam already said so. El Mamed Musaf, rather start with the Mamed Musaf. Neinami lo dachi. But, because are you going to tell me? Sorry, I just got distracted. I'll go back online here. So Rav Yossi says as follows. Mamed Mai. Which Mamed service are you talking about? Again, that on the day there's a Musaf, you do the Mamed. Either Mamed the Shachris. If you say Mamed the Shachris, that's the Tanakam, he said so. So Ella, Mamed Musaf, the Mamed Musaf, the day Nami Ladachi, are you going to tell me that it's not going to suspend its own Mamed service? Meaning, of course, it should suspend it. Ella the Mincha. So what's the Mamed service that one does must be Mincha. So Karmenes Dachi, nobody wanted it. The wood offering suspends the Mamed of Mincha, so that can't be either. And we're not doing it there. Ella, the Nila, rather, Rav Yossi may refer to Ni'ila that on this day that when the Musaf is brought, you still do Mamed Ni'ila. Shmami day dachle. If we learn from here, so then what's the Mamed service again pushed off? Well, Shachar, what's he talking about? Must he talking about only Musav, Lav day lo dachle, but when it comes to the other ones, Mincha gets pushed off with the wood, and the Ela you're going to do, Shmami day, learn from here. Yossi is of the opinion that Musav only pushes off the Ma'amid of Musav, but not of Mincha or the Ela. Okay. So then the Mishnah says, listen, Nami, say as well, why does the Mishnah say, the first Nisan there's no Mamed? Because that day there is Halel, because it's Rosh Chodesh. There's the Musav offering, because it's Rosh Chodesh, and the wood offering, because of the family of Aruch. So Amarava, Zosimeras, Halel, the Rosh Recho, Lav, the Raisa. And the fact that there's a Mamed service then implies that Halel of Rosh Chodesh is not the Raisa, and therefore it's not enough to push off the Mamed. Amar Rav Yochim, Shem Rav Yoshim ben Yehud Tzadik. So Yochim says, name of Shem ben Yehud Tzadik. Shmona Asi Yom, Shmona Yachid Gomer as Halel. So this is actually going to come, I think we're going to discuss it, the second day of Yom Tiv. On there are 18 days a year when an individual must say the entire Halel. The Ein Luhain, and these are those days. Shmona Yimei Achad. The 8 days of Sukkot, including Shmina Tzeres. Ushmeis Ben Chanukah, 8 days of Chanukah. Yom Tiv Rishon, so Pesach, the first day of Pesach. Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, the only day of Shavuos, and the Ask Brothers 21 days. Ve'elohein Tishav Yom Chag 9 days of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres of Torah. Shmoni Yemei Chanukah 8 Chanukah Shnei Yemei Rishon Shel Pesach, the first days of Pesach. Ubeis Yomim Tov Mishel Atzeres and two days of Shavuos. However, what's not on this list? Rosh Chodesh. So we see from here, Rosh Chodesh is not. You don't have to say Hal on Rosh Chodesh, and we're going to substantiate this as follows. Rav Ukleba, when Rav came to Rav visited Bavel. He saw people were saying Halal on Rosh Chodesh. So he wanted to stop them. When he saw that they were leaving out certain sections, they weren't saying Lo Lanu, they weren't saying Ahavti. He said, oh, it must be this is just a minog, a custom that they're doing, but it's not actually a din to say Halal on Rosh Chodesh. Tana. We're going to discuss this, I think, on the second day of Pesach. Tana. Learn from the following Braisa. Yochel lo yaschil. Individual does not have to start saying Halal on Rosh Chodesh, but if he began, he must finish. Fine. Hey, Devarim Ira, as I was saying to Shabbat with Thomas, the Mishnah said there were 5 things happened to our ancestors in the 17th day of Thomas, which is why we fast then. What are they? So we said it was, first was they broke the luchos. How do we know they broke the luchos on 70 of the Tammuz? The time we looked at the brisa, but Shishul Chodesh Nidnu Aser Dibros Yisrael on the 6th of the month of Sivan, the Jews were given the luchos. By the way, this is actually a controversial line, but we're not going to discuss it now. If you see Omer B'Shivaba, we'll actually just say Rabbi Yosef was the 7th, but we'll leave that for now. So the one who says it happened the 6th day of Tammuz, Shishul Nidnu Shiva Allah Moshe. He says on the 6th they were given, on the 7th Moshe went up to Har Sinai to receive them. And one who says that they were given on the 7th, the Shiva didn't do a Shiva all Moshe. And they were given the 7th, the Moshe goes up on the 7th as well. Bidas in May, how do we know the Ksiv? Yikra Moshe B'yom HaShin. He called the Moshe the 7th day. Bidas in May, so now we fast forward 40 days when he comes down. Uksiv, B'yom Moshe B'socha Anan V'yala. Our Moshe goes into the midst of the clouds, he ascends the mountain. Moshe B'aram Yom Aram Laila. Moshe's in the mountain 4 days, 40 nights. So 40 days from the 17th of Sivan. So whether the Torah was given the 6th or the 7th, either way, Moshe was up the 7th. Esrab and Sivan. So for the 24 days of Sivan, the Shishar to Tammuz, and the 16 days of Tammuz, Malan Arba, and this completes 40 days. The Shishar to Tammuz, Nichos Ato, with everything Luchos, means that on the 70th of Tammuz, Moshe comes down, sees the Jewish people, and breaks the Luchos. Uksiv, Ahiba, Kasher Karav, Alamach, Navir, Alaega. Come to pass, when he came near the camp, he saw the golden calf, Vishlum Yodav, as a Luchos, Vishabro, Sam, Tachas Ahar. He cast the tablets down and broke them beneath the mountain, and God says, Yechkocha, God gives him says, thank you, and this was the subject of a drush we gave. Great. Next. Batal Tamid. The Tamid was discontinued on the Shivat Tamid Gemara. That's a tradition. The tradition is that when the Bishalayim was besieged, so every day they would send up an animal, a cat animal for the Tamid up the wall. And one day they told the Romans doing so. By the way, you know it's with the merit of the animal they bring every day. This carbon they bring every day. The Jewish people, you can't break the siege, so they send up a pig. And they said the pig put its finger, its claws into the claws, whatever it has on its feet, hooves into the wall and made a hole in it. And that was the end of the carbon. That was in the Shivas with Thomas. Had we know that, that's a tradition. Next, we say the walls of Yerushalayim were breached. Hikru ha'ir be'agudzayim ha'aveh. V'haksev b'chodesh revi v'chtish v'chodesh v'yechzak ha'ra be'ir. But it says in in the 4th month, on the 9th of the month, the family came to fear in the city. Uksiv ha'asrei, and afterwards it says, and the city was breached, which means imply it was on the 9th of Tammuz, not the 17th of Tammuz. Amrav lo kasha, kavarishon, kavishniya. In the first temple, it seemingly was on the 9th, whereas on the second temple, it was in the 17th. The tani rishon ha'kvu ha'ir b'tishv ha'tammuz. In the first temple, the city was breached on the 9th of Tammuz, b'shniya b'shivas, or in the second temple, it was on the 17th of Tammuz. It's fascinating to see, to get from the beginning of the breach to destroy the temple took 3 weeks, or even longer. That's how heavy the hand-to-hand combat was. Next. Serves apostam was the Torah. Apostam was burnt the Torah. Gomer, that was a tradition. In the 5th tragedy, Hamid Tel Behechim and Allah, how do we know they erected an idol in the sanctuary? Dixiv, Umeis Hasor, Hatamid Lesis Shikot Shamam. The time the Tammuz was removed, they was removed, you know, it was the 70th of Tammuz, and the mute abomination was placed. They placed the mute abomination again because they can't speak. It's just that idol there. Pechad Have. Was just one idol put in the temple? Haksiv al kanav shkutzim meisham. It says in plural, and upon the soaring heights will the abominations be, which implies there are two idols. Amar b'treini, there were two. V'navachad al chaveru v'tiver levi l'day. And one fell on the other and broke off its hand. Okay. V'yishtach l'avi kasiv. The following message was found written on the broken idol. They found some graffiti on it, divine graffiti. Anat savis l'churvi besa. You want to destroy the house of God? Yarech ashlis lay. I, God, have paid you. I paid him your hand that I cut off. Okay, so we'll stop over here. I wish you all a wonderful day.